comes or it doesn't. Okay, let's do the next Gemara. Says the Gemara, Daf Ein Vav Amud Alef. Gonav vehigdish va'achar kach tovach u'mochal. Person stole, and then he was, the owner was miyais from it, vehigdish. And then the ganav was makdishit. So if the ganav was makdishit, after yush v'shina rishus, it's hekdish. So ganav, he stole, vehigdish, and then he was makdish. V'achar kach tovach u'mochal, and then he sold it, or he shechted it. So the Mishnah says, you potter from Dalet Vehei. So the Gemara says, Amri, we say, Bishlei matvicha loy mechayev, surely you're not chayev Dalet Vehei on the Tvicha, dechi kotovach, dehegdesh kotovach, v'loy demori kotovach. Clearly, when you shechted it, it belonged to Hekdesh already, says Rashi. Do b'la'acha yush kaiminon, we're talking about after yush, dilifne yush, like itcha. Before Yush, if the ganef is makdish, it doesn't help. Because Gozov lo nisayishu abaylim, ze'enich ala'agdis, ze'erifish en shalev, ze'erifish en b'shusay. So clearly, before Yush, nothing is talking about. And therefore, it's talking about after Yush. V'chibin da'ayayish, kanye hegdish, b'yush, b'shin r'shus, hilkoch lav d'morei katovach. So what you did was, you stole the animal, then the owner was miyayish, then you were makdish, you the ganef were makdish, now it's hegdish, and now you shecht it, or sell it. So shechita mechira, it doesn't belong to the person anymore, it already belongs to Hekdesh. Lav demorei katovach, clearly you put it out way, that's poshet. What says the Gemara? Ela Hekdesh lechayev. But you should be chayev out way on the original Hekdesh that you're doing when you steal it. And then the owner is miyayish. And then you are makdish, the ganav makes it Hekdesh. He should be chayv dal vei. Why? Mali mochel lehedyot, mali mochel leshemayim. In other words, what's the difference? I sell it to another person, I'm chayv dal vei, or I sell it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I sell it to Hekdesh. So I gave it away by making it Hekdesh. So true, gonav higdesh, va'achekach tovach u'mochal, the achekach tovach u'mochal, you part the dal vei, but the gonav higdesh part, you should be chayev dal vei, because that you made it hekdesh, and hekdesh is no different than a mechira. Very good question, Gemara. Skip the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Kashmachai, who's the Gemara? Was back from that. The Gemara said like this. El olaylam, with underlined. Loishna kachim kachim, v'loishna kachim kalim. It doesn't make a difference. Kachim kachim, kachim kalim, shlomim, chatos, it doesn't make a difference. Udekashaloch, mali mochel lehedyoit, mali mochel leshamayim. What's the difference? Why if I sell it to another person, I'm chayv dal vei, and when I make it hektish, which is selling it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not chayv dal vei. So Gemara says, mochoy lehedyot mi koro ture de ruvein, vahashto ture de shimon. When I sell it to a stranger, so in the beginning it's my cow, and then it becomes Shimon's cow. So that's a mechira. Mochoy leshamayim. But if I sell it to Shemayim, which means I make it hektish, I make this cow hektish as a carbon, so may kora ture de ruvein, vahashta ture de ruvein. You're right, it's hektish, but at the end of the day, it's still my cow. It's ture de ruvein, it's the shor of the original bailin, the one who's makdish it. So even though hektish is selling it to somebody else, it's the same idea, but it's not quite the same. Because it still belongs to the original bailin, the one who is makdish it, by dint of the fact that hektish means, who is the bailim of this hektish? The one who is makdish it. And therefore, it's not really a mechira, and therefore, gonav v'hikdish would not suffice in order to make michayev dalet vei. That's what Gemara says.
So when we say you gave it to hektish,
correct.
Does that mean he said, I'm going to bring it as a korban?
Yeah.
Or does he give it lebed kabayis?
Slow down. That's the whole sugya over here. Slow down. But pashtus, he gives it as a korban. Comes long taishvus, and ask the kasha from the other Gemara. The Gemara number, Ayin Tes and Aleph, which is three blocks further, the Gemara says, number two, Gonav v'hikdish. If a person stole it, and he was makdish it, or Gonav v'hikif, or he sold it on, what's it called, on account, or Gonav v'hichlim, Gonav v'nos matan, all these things, so the Gemara says, Mishalin tashlume abo v'chamisha. You paid dalet vei. One of the cases you paid dalet vei is Gonav v'hikdish. The Gemara says, "My kamas." And what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, "Ashminon sefer." The last chiddush is "Gonav v'hegdish." Last line, Mali mocha lehed yoit, mali mocha leshmaim. So here the Braisa argues on the previous Braisa. The previous Braisa says, Gona vehigdish, vachach tovach mocha, you potter dal mehe. The Gemara says, Tzvicha mechir, you potter, she be chayv higdish. The Gemara says, no, meikoro tu le shimen, milkoro tu le ruven, hashta tu le ruven. It means they didn't give it away, it's still yours. But here the Gemara seems to bring down the Braisa, the previous one, by the way, was a Mishnah. Ein Vav is a Mishnah. Here the Gemara brings down a Braisa, Gona vehigdish, you pay dalad vehe, why? Because the actual form of giving it away to Hekdish is a form of selling it. So Taisa has his kasha. V'ashta tu v'rishimim, v'hodom l'kamon, gona v'higdish, by the arrow, by number one. V'ashta tu v'rishimim, v'hodom l'kamon, I says later on, gona v'higdish chayv dal v'hei, da'vei k'moichroi lehedyot. So Taisa says, Joe's teretz, haynu b'kotshe b'erekabayis, d'loi mikriu al shem b'aylim. In other words, there's a difference. If you say something is kotche bedekabayis, so then that's giving it to a hekdesh, then it's not mine anymore, right? You know, it's the opposite. If I say something is a carbon, kotche mizbeach, so even though I'm giving it to hekdesh, but it's brought as a carbon for the one who's makdish it. So meikoro turu deruvein, behashta turu deruvein. It's still mine for kapara purposes, it's mine. Mashaikin, when I give it to kotche bedekabayis, there's nothing left behind for me. There's no kapara for me. So there's nothing left behind for me. Clearly I'm going to be not considered mine. And therefore, in such a case, you're going to be chayev dal mehei. That's pasuk shat, the way Taisa learns. I see in the sefer, we look in the next page, Ateres Shmuel. He says, the svar in Taisus, ayin Taisus, the mechalki, ben kotche mizbech le kotche bedek abayis. Ubepshutoi, habiyuhu, the explanation is, bekedusha saguf, which is when I make it a carbon, adayin, it's not so clear, nishaloi liskois kapara. He still has to retain his own name to be zoiche kapara. Who are you bringing the carbon for? For this owner. So therefore, it's not a haitzah mirshus. It's not giving it something else. Umikri shakov krov nasas bishviloi. It's called like the carbon is brought on his behalf. Then it's not considered a sale by Kedusha's Mizbeach. Why? Because it still has to be brought to carbon on his behalf. Masha'in kein kotche bedekabayis, where there's nothing left for him at all, it's not considered his carbon anymore. Therefore, in such a case, that's gichayev dalvei, that's a complete sale. Mali mochay lehedyot, mali mochay lashamayim. That's the way Taisa learns. The Taisa's rid, the Piskei Rid argues on Taisvus. And the Piskei Rid says like this. Look how he learns number four. Bishle metvicha loy mechayev, dechi katovach, dekish katovach, veloy demore katovach. Ela mishum digdisha nechayev, shubi chayev dal vehey, because you're making it hegdish, that's a form of giving it away. Mali moche ledet, mali moche leshmayim. Vaasik, the more answers, moche lehedet mikoro turu ruvein, vaasik turu shimen. Aval egdisha leshmayim, when you give it to, as a carbon, you give it for a hegdish, Mikore turu d'ruvein, v'hashta nami turu d'ruvein. The Gemara says that. Says the Taserid, Pirish, she'imu kotshe mizbeach, tzoch lakriv l'shem bailov. If it's a carbon, then it has to be still given, brought for the original owner. Vim kotshe bedek abayis, and if it's kotshe bedek abayis you're giving it to, kishe poideyu, when you are poideit, moisiv olav chaymesh, you add a fifth, Bibnei shehu bailov. Ushah kol odom, ein maisif in chaymesh. What is he saying? I don't understand what he's saying. He's saying, well, the way it seems to be, is the fact that if I want to be poided, I have to add a fifth, so I'm still considered the bailim, as opposed to everybody else, doesn't have to add a fifth. Like, what is he trying to say? And therefore what? What's pasuk pshat? He says, Kotche Mizbeach, clearly it's still my carbon. Kotche Bedek Abayis, I have to add a fifth because I'm the Bailim. So therefore what?
It's still his.
It's still his? So it's not clear what he means. So some want to say what he means to say, but he doesn't really say that. Someone means to say that since he can still be poided, he can still redeem it, so then he never really got rid of it. But he doesn't say that. He's mechalik between him as opposed to everybody else who doesn't have to add a fifth. And if that's a svara, then the svara should be, it's not really a sale. Why? Because I can always be pointed back from Hekdesh. So what does that do with adding a fifth and not adding a fifth? Nothing to do with that. Stam. By the way, why is it not considered mechira? Because a regular mechira means I sell it to you and I can't take it back. Here, I can take it back. I can be paid it. So what does that do with the fact that I add a fifth, not add a fifth? He seems more to say what seems, right? Joe, tell me if I'm wrong, but he seems more to indicate that it's something that you don't forget that I'm the owner, because you see, the halachic concept of me being the owner applies even by kotche b'rekabayis. Why? Because you see, there's a difference, because someone who's the owner has to give a fifth, and somebody who doesn't an owner does not have to give a fifth. So from the fact I have to give a fifth, that shows that ownership still means something, and it's still considered mine. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
But the fact that he could code that was more important.
That's more of a reason. Don't say that reason. So what does he want from the fact, and what is he contrasting the fact, rather, what is it in Pidyon specific, per se, that proves, for some reason, that Pidyon from the Bailim, as opposed to Pidyon from everybody else, that proves that it's never really a sale, and therefore, I'm not chayav dal dehei. What does the Taisus read? First of all, why is he arguing on Taisus? And what does he want? Why is he arguing on Taisus? And what does he want? Not only that, but if you look in the Yerushalmi, also brings down such a lashon, and the Yerushalmi, which actually the Ramban brings the right from the Yerushalmi, not like Taisus. Look in Yerushalmi, number 5. Ramban, in the Melchamas, in Agazel Michael, he brings in the following. Uvi Yerushalmi Masasi, Yerushalmi says the following. Listen to Yerushalmi's question. Rabbi Yuste bar Matun Sha'il. Rabbi Yuste, son of Matun. You thought you heard of all the Amoraim? Well, here's a new one. Rabbi Yuste bar Masan asked the question. Hapoide kilkala min hagizbar. Question is, if you want to be poide a piece of bread from Hekdesh, right? Hekdesh has bread, and you want to be poide the piece of bread from Hekdesh. Mahu shetitboil lemaisris. Does it become tevel for meiser? Now the Hekdesh, you don't have to give trumas and meisers from. But now you bought it from Hekdesh because you poide it. Is it called tevel or not? Do you have to take off maestros from that or not? So the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, Hasiv Reshim Min Lakish. So Reshim Min Lakish asked the question, what do you mean? V'atanino, we learned in the Mishnah, Gonav v'higdish, v'achagach tovach umacha. That if you steal, and then you makdish it, and you shecht it afterwards, we say you don't pay dalt v'hei, you potter. K'mod teimar tamon, just like we say over there, Hamakdish Einoi Kemoicher, that when you makdish it, you're not selling it, right? That's a raya. Gonav Higdish. You put it in Dalvei, even though you makdish it, it's not considered like selling it. Udekavosa, so too, Hapoide Einoi Kelekeach. So too, when you are poided from Hegdish, you're not buying it. In other words, if you're giving it to Hegdish, is not considered mechira, so too when you buy it back, it's not considered lekeach. When you paid it, it's not considered lekeach. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Right? So the Yerushalmi had a question, when I'm paid a piece of bread from Hekdesh, so is it mechayev meiser or not? So Bish Lakish wants to answer Yerushalmi that you see from the fact that when you give something to a Hekdesh, right? When you makdish something, it's not considered mechira for dalet ve'ei, so too, when you paid it, it's not considered buying it back. Agav Urcha says the Ramban, on a side note, wait a second, we're talking about bread. Bread, is that Kedushas Aguf? Is that Kedushas Karban? Or is that Kedushas Domim Bede Kabayis? What is it? Domim, Bede Kabayis, right? Not bread, maybe it's Tlach Beitoido. Pash is not. Pash is it's Kedushas Domim. So Kedushas Domim, we see from over here that even by Kedushas Domim, you don't pay Dal Vehei. So the Ramban says, not like Taisus. We have a riot from this Yerushalmi, not like Taisus. Because he's talking about bread, and he's talking about bread being paid there, and it brings a riot from, wait a second, if you give this bread as a Kedusha, then you don't pay Dal Vehei, so when you paid it, then it's not considered a Mechira either. So the Ramban says, Derech Agav, I see from over here, not like Taisus. Because I see, even if I give something Kedushas Domim, you still put the Dal Vehei. So that Svar of Taisus already does not apply. But I'm asking a more fundamental question. Yerushalmi also brings a raya somehow that the Pidyon Right? The fact that I'm poiding something, that's relevant to the whole discussion whether it's a mechira or not. So what?
So anybody could be. If I give a cow,
correct.
Anybody could be.
Correct.
That
correct.
Cow because the better kabbalists will take the money instead of the cow.
Correct. Correct.
But when I'm poiding,
you have to do a fifth. Add
I
a fifth.
Do a fifth. That shows that I have a different relationship to this cow than everybody else does.
Correct. So therefore.
So
this shows bias on my part.
There's still some bias. Otherwise, why would I be different than anybody else?
Why would I be different than everybody else?
Everybody else can redeem it at face value. Why am I paying it? Why am I different?
Correct. So the fact I'm paying it, so then therefore, right.
Still somehow
correct.
Still some strings attached.
Correct. So that's, so what's the machloikah? I got that.
So that's why the chomesh is important.
I got it. That's a rye from pigeon. But you see, Ushami's right. Also busy with pigeon.
Right?
Also, so obviously there's something there about pigeon. Not just tam that you can be paid, that means that it's never a sale. No. It's me specific, like you're saying. Me specific is I'm still the Bailin. So what's the machloikah? So what's the machloikah Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid, whether when I mock this something, Tosfos says, no, it depends. Kedusha Saguf, no problem. That's not considered a Mechira. Kedusha Zomim, that's a Mechira. Kedusha Guf, why? Because I'm still the carbon. I'm the owner of the carbon. Because for Kapora purposes, I'm still the carbon. Comes along the Tosfos Rid, and he says, no. When it comes to Kedusha Zomim, Bedek Abayis, you're also the owner. Why? Because you see Pidyon, so you still have some Shaykhs. So what's the Machlekes between Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid on Kedushas Domin? That's the question which I'm posing today.
It sounds like Tosfos saying, once you're poded, it's totally cut. All your attachment to this.
Once you're poded. Correct.
Either way, whether it's for carbon or for Bedek Abayis, you're no longer attached.
No.
According to Tosfos.
No. Only for carbon. Oh, only for Bedek Abayis. Only for Bedek Abayis. For carbon? But for carbon, yes.
Yeah, carbon,
correct.
Yes. But for Bedek Abayis, you're no longer attached.
Correct.
Tosfos Rid is saying...
That for everything you're attached to it...
You still have some attached.
Correct. For everything you're attached to it, and therefore, there's never considered Dalvei. Right. Never considered Mechir. What's that Machlek is dependent on? How do you understand it? And I'm pointing out from the Tosfos Rid that he points out that Pidyon is some proof to something, and Yushalmi also uses Pidyon as a proof to the fact whether it's a Mechir or not, the Yushalmi compares it to as well. So what is it about Pidyon, or what is it more succinctly, what is the Machlekes, Tosfos, and the Tosfos Rid? Now, there's a famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the following. He has many, many Rayas, and I found this in Rishimus Shurim from Reichman, from Yashaber, and I found this in Chedusha Agrach, and they all bring different types of Rayas, and Reb Chaim probably said all the Rayas, I don't know what, but Reb Chaim in the stencils, which is the Chedusha Agrach L'Shas, says the following Yisoid. Reb Chaim says, it's not just Pshat, listen to this, it's not just Pshat that Kedusha Saguf, there is an attachment with the owner, because he still needs the Kapara, and when they shech the carbon, and do Zrika, and do Kabbalah, and do, you know, everything with the carbon, it's got to be for the Bailim, and therefore, the Bailim still have an attachment to this, and Kedusha Domim, obviously nothing needs to be done, and therefore there's no attachment. No, that's not Pshat. Chaim goes much further. Chaim says, there's a difference in the nature of the Hekdesh of Kedusha Saguf and the nature of the Hekdesh of Kedusha Domim. He said, what do you mean? He says, Kedusha Domim is not more, there's not really Kedusha at all. I'm not putting Kedusha on this furniture. I want to give furniture to the Beis Hamikdash. So I'm not putting Kedusha. When I say this is Hekdesh, I'm not putting Kedusha on this furniture. Why? Because the furniture has no Kedusha. I cannot say this furniture is Kedush. Doesn't make sense. What is it? Hekdesh is an entity. So I can sell something, amirasa legavoya, kemisirasa lehedyot. So I can take this furniture, and I amirasa legavoya, when I say it's Kedush, I'm in effect, misirasa lehedyot. It's like I'm giving over by saying Kadosh, that I'm giving over this chair to Hekdesh Rishus. It's a complete transfer of this item to Hekdesh Rishus. Now, once something belongs to Hekdesh, automatically Kedusha is on it. Because Hekdesh, something that belongs to Hekdesh, Hekdesh has the power, because if it belongs to Hekdesh, not belonging to me and you, belongs to Hekdesh. Oh, it belongs to Hekdesh, it has Kedusha. So says the Chaim, by Kedusha's domim, Kedusha Berek Abayis, what I'm doing is just a transfer of ownership. Amirosa legevoya, kimisirosa lehedyot. Not more. Where by saying Kaddish, I'm not making this Kaddish at all. I cannot make it Kaddish. What am I doing by saying Kaddish? Amirosa legevoya, kimisirosa lehedyot. I'm giving it over to Hekdesh of the Shus. Not more. Once it belongs to Hekdesh, then obviously, anything that belongs to Hekdesh has Kedusha. Why? Because Hekdesh owns something, it has Kedusha. That's the concept of Kedusha's Domim. Kedusha's Agufsa's of Chaim is punkt verkehrt, let's say, the exact opposite. Kedusha's Agufsa's of Chaim, I'm not giving anything over to Hekdesh. Why? Because all I'm saying is this animal should be a carbon. So all I'm making is a kedusha on this animal. I'm making a kedusha on this animal. This animal should be a carbon. That's all I'm doing. Now, once the animal is kadosh, kedusha zaguf, right? Then automatically it attains a status of kedusha, which is called mamon hekdesh, which means it becomes a holy item. It becomes a holy item. By definition, a holy item means it becomes out of my physical rishus, because I cannot grasp holy items. Something which is holy item is not in my realm, and therefore it somewhat enters Hekdesh's rishus. But it doesn't enter Hekdesh's rishus because I gave it to Hekdesh. All I can do is make it Kaddish. That's what I can do. Once it's Kaddish, it's called Mamayin Hekdesh. Mamayin Gavoya. It's a higher form of a physical entity. It's not just regular animal. It's a Kaddish animal, and therefore it takes it somewhat out of my Rishos. But I never gave it over to Hekdesh's Rishos. It's the opposite. It's not that the physical thing gets transferred and then it becomes Kaddish. No. It becomes Kaddish, and then it's Mamayin Gavoya. But it never really leaves my Rishos in a willing way. I'm not the one who's taking it and giving it over to Hekdesh. You understand the concept in Lamdus between Mamon, Kedusha Damim, and Kedusha Gov? That's the way he explained. Look at number 7. Venera, let's read it together slowly. Venera, pri divrei agrach, shehizbir, sheyesh chiluk ben kotshei bedek habayis, lekotshei mizbeach. The bekotshei bedek habayis, a furniture, a chair, I'm giving to Hekdesh. Nase ala chefetz, then I am physically changing the ownership from one rishus to another rishus. Why? Like a magnet to Hekdesh, just like by selling it. And how does it belong to Hekdesh? Because I gave it to Hekdesh. V'chiven shu mamon Hekdesh. Now, once it belongs to Hekdesh, ownership, yesh al zedin kedusha shal Hekdesh. V'chiven nein shem yochim lehekdesh, yesh al zedin kedusha. That's kotcha benek abayis. Ma she'en kein, Hekdesh kotcha mizbeach, de'bohod de'bematish, ein beze hakno. When I say something is a carbon, I'm not being maknit anywhere. Rak de oise chalois kedusha ala chayfetz. I make something holy. Vaha kedusha geremes isa hanoshaloi. Ukdushosoi oise oise lemam gevoya. In other words, once it's holy, then it limits my ownership in it, because I cannot relate to holy things, and it becomes mamayin hekdesh, mamayin gevoya. Kamoy maise sheni l'red meir, David havi mamayin gevoya. De maak no shaykh kan. Lemihu makne, rak da hakedusha oisoi the mamon gavoya. It becomes like a different type of mamon gavoya. Ukemoikein kachem isbeach de behigdishui eina makne esachefetz leshus hekdesh kemoik kachem benekabais. Ela da hakedusha shechala lachefetz oisoi le mamon gavoya. Av mekomakoyim loy nichnas achefetz leshus acher kemoik gavem mechira. Rak to have a chefetz hekdesh shavaylim zeh. It's my chefetz, but it's a different, it's out of my league, it becomes a hekdesh on the item, and therefore it leaves my power. But it never leaves my physical resource, like by mamon katshe berekabayis. Ubekatshe berekabayis, mashe nichnas chefetz resho zeh, hu ager nisra nashaloi, ukdusha sahi. Katshe berekabayis is the opposite. The fact that it leaves my resource, then already it becomes kaddish. Says Reb Chaim, according to this, Taisa makes a lot of sense. It's not just whether there's some connection by kapara, and then the Taisa Rich says there's a connection also because I have to be paid it. No, that's not the vart. The vart is, it's completely different. That's what Taisa Mechadish. Kachay Berek Abayis, as opposed to Kedush Saguf. When the Gemara says that when you give it Mocha Lehedyot, it's like Mocha Leshamayim, when you Maktish it, then it leaves your reshus and you chayv dal vei. Taisa says that can only be by kachay berek abayis. Then I'm giving it away from my reshus. That's selling it to somebody else. Mashenkin by kedushas aguf. You're right. It never really leaves my reshus. It becomes kaddish and then it's out of my realm. But there's no transfer of ownership. There's no mechir over here. And that's what Taisa says. And that's what he says by number D. V'gam lefiyas Taisa is a shapel lefiyanal. V'gam lekachim is beach. Ein ze hakno lishus achel. Kachim is back. There's no, I'm not giving it to another shus. Ela hatfosas kedusha. It becomes kaddish. Umemele nase achepet. The moment gavoy from my meister shelar meir. V'lokech ein shayich dal vehei. Kem yichayv dal vehei. Dos machiyavu mishum haitzo lishus achel. That you don't have by kedusha the guf. Aber bekotche berek abayis. Shapir habi kemechire. Da habi haknos momen lehegdish. V'choshev haitzo. The mali yatzol lishus hedyot, the mali yatzol lishus hedyot. The amach yishtzol ain't afkamina. So that's how he explains the difference between kotche berek abayis and kotche mizbech. And by the way, with that, I saw Yashar Be'er brings down Soloveitchik in Rishimus Hashurim to bring down from him all various nafkaminas. One of the main nafkaminas, for example, is that if we understand how kedushas domim works differently than kedushas aguf, then what about if I'm moyel behekdish? Right? What's halacha if I'm moyel behekdish? That means something is hekdish and I use it for my personal use. Correct? So how would that differ? How would it be different by kedushas aguf and by kedushas mizbeach and by kedushas domim, by kedushas gabayis? So the Nesivah says, and the Taisa Shalom really say it as well, that in lamdus it would work differently, which means by kachay bedek abayis, which something belongs to hekdesh, I gave it to hekdesh, and then it becomes kaddish. So mi'ila, when I'm doing mi'ila, what am I really doing?
You're using somebody else's property.
I am stealing. So it has to be shavu pruta, right? Could you have gzeila less than shavu pruta?
Right.
Clearly not. So by kachay bedek abayis, to be chayiv mi'ila, it has to be a shavu pruta. But by kedushas haguf, to be chayav mila,
you're taking momon anyway.
It's having hanor from something I'm not to have hanor from. So there's no halach over there of having a shavah pruta. It's issa hanor, even less than a shavah pruta. That's what the Nesiva says, and that's what the Taisa Yisharim says as well. Taisa Yisharim says, he talks about noisar. So how you moyel by noisar? So the Taisa Yisharim increases, look at number 10. V'hod chayav osham mi'ila an noisar, afagav the Leishava Midi, Noisar, it's 2 days later. It's not worth anything. You can't sell it for anything. It's not a Shava Pruta. Yechayev. Yechayev, why? Because you're Moyel. Moyel and Hegdish, Yechayev. Vamrinim Ferkosho, I, we say in the Psochim, Hoichel Chomets Hegdish Bemoyed Loimal, that if you're Moyel on Chomets on Pesach, which is not worth anything, you're not Ivan Mila. What's the difference? Hossam over there, Bigdushas Domim. The lay nochas above kedushas aguf, ukishenes abano ain't a shavapruta. V'lay nanim in a hegdish shavapruta. Where it's kedushas domim, so then you need a shavapruta. Chametz on Pesach is not a shavapruta. There is no meila. Why? Because there the meila is a form of gzeila. Because I'm taking away from hegdish. So then it's not a shavapruta. I'm potter. Masha'en came by noisar, which is kedushas aguf, which is a carbon. The meila is not taking from hegdish. It's abusing the kedusha of kedusha aguf. Even if it's not a shavapruta, you're still going to be chayiv Chayiv Meila. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is Moshe Soloveitchik said that the Rambam says in number 9, Kotshe Mizbeach Shemesu Yotzi Midei Meila Dva Torah. Which means, if you have Kotshe Mizbeach, which is Kedushas Aguf, which died, so could you do Meila? Let's say you use the hide. Are you Chayiv Meila or not? So the Rambam says that once it's dead, Midaraisa, there's no meal anymore. Only midrabbanon. Now the Rambam points out, the Rambam says, Kotche mizbeach shemesu, yotzi midei meila. The Rambam says, Kotche mizbeach shemesu. So the Kesem Mishnah brings down, it's lav dafka kotche mizbeach. It's also kotche vedekabayis. All midaraisa, there's no meal. Look in the Kesem Mishnah number 9a. Memer der Biyoy Rebiyude befer Gimle Megille, Mreish Milishom, Vikile Medek, Amai Nokat Rabbeinu Kotchim Isbeach, Rebiyude Kotchim Stam Nokat, Vishlem Lebusin Nokat Kizbeach, Vekoshin Kotchim Bedek Abayis. Doesn't make a difference. Anything which died, then it is no Mila anymore, there Isa. Says the Moshe Soloveitchik, not true. According to Abchaim, the Rambam is very meduktik. Only Kotchim Isbeach, Kedushas Aguf Shemesu, there is no Mila, there Isa. But Kedushas Bedek Abayis Shemesu, there would be Mila. What's the difference? Joe, what's the difference?
Because it's...
Because again, Kedushas Aguf, the Mila comes from where? From the Kedusha. Right? The Mila comes that I'm taking away from Ekdesh. I'm not just taking away from Ekdesh. The ownership of Ekdesh is because it's holy. So once it's dead, it lost its Kedusha. There's no Mila anymore. Mashain Kachabedek Abayis, the Mila comes not from the fact it's holy, from the fact that it's stolen property, belongs to Ekdesh. So who cares if it died? Once it belongs to Ekdesh, even if it died, there's still Mila. The Rambam is very meduktik, Dafke Kachim Izbeach Shemesu. That's a beautiful pshat, the way of Chaim explains it, many things become clear, the difference between Kedusha Guf and Kedusha Damim. The Chaim goes a step further, let's turn to the next page, number 3. Chaim says that now I understand a different halach as well. Now, till now we learned ganav vehikdish, right? Ganav vehikdish, which means I stole it, and I, the ganav, was makdish it. Let's go back to the beginning of the parak, merubah, right? Beginning of the parak, merubah. So the halach is that how about if you steal from hekdish? You go to the hekdish, you go to the mikdash in the middle of the night, and you steal an animal. Are you chayv to pay kefil? You steal from Hekdesh, you have to pay kefil, yes or no? What?
Why not?
The first Gemara in Merubah, let's go all the way back to the Mini Chazara, number 11, by the arrow, Minah and Amila, talks about kefil, the Tonu Rabban, Akol Vapesha, Klal, Ashor Hamor, Aseh, Asam, Prat, Akol Avedah, Chaz, Klal, Prat, Klal, Prat, Klal, Yet, Anedah, Prat, Mapad, Vos, Dov, Tal, Duk, Fem, Momen, Akol, Dov, Tal, Duk, Fem, Momen, Yotsu, Kakois, Shein, Metaltlin, Yotsu, Avodim, Shuk, Shukos, Yotsu, Abisham, Tal, Duk, Fem, Momen, right? All these three things, there's no kefil. On karka, metalkalim, karka, storis, and avodim. Yotze hekdesh, re'ehu ksiv. Says in the pasuk, yishalem shnayim le're'ehu. You have to pay two to your friend. If you steal from hekdesh, it's not re'ehu. It's not your friend. Right? David, we looked puzzled. Why are you puzzled? Yeah, it's not gonna be Hekdesh.
Right.
It's you're stealing Hekdesh. You're stealing from Hekdesh. You're going to the base of Hekdesh in the middle of the night. Not talking about gonna be Hekdesh. We're finished with that. But the Lumbus is the same Lumbus. Again, you go into Hekdesh in the middle of the night and you steal a cow. Are you have to pay kefil? Gemara says you're potter. Why? Because you shalom shnayim re'ehu. Pasuk says that you learn it from re'ehu v'loy Hekdesh. Right? That's what what's name says. Tosfos asked the question that back to our Gemara, Agmar actually says something else. Turn to number 1 on the sheet first. All day at Agmar, beginning of number 1. The end of Agmar, the Gemara talks about Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, where is it? Sorry, I didn't underline it. Hachiktani, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. In the Mishnah, the first Gemara, that I find above him now, Joe, the first Gemara, that I find above him now, the Gemara says, Hachiktani, Eina goyne vachaganu sham tashnum dal vei. V'chein goynev hekdesh mibeis bailim potu. If you steal hekdesh from the owner, if you steal a carbon from the owner, potter. My timer, v'gunav mibeis ha'ish, v'loy mibeis hekdesh. So again, that if you steal a carbon, You don't have to pay dal and hay or kefil or anything. V'gunav beis ish, v'lemi beis hekdesh.
Where does he say pater from the kefil?
No, we're talking about dal and hay.
Mashma pater is
completely pater. We're going to get to that in a minute. Perhaps, not clear. But we're going to get to that. The Rambam seems to say like that. Not sure. But clearly, we learn it from a pasuk. Why do we know that you steal hekdesh your pater? V'gunav mi beis ish, v'lemi beis hekdesh. So Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Meruba asked the question. Number 12, back to number 12. So how do we learn from Re'eyu? Omer Rachman of Le'hegdesh, Vim Toymer Le'kamon, Nafkalon Be'pirkin, Le'mayit Hegdesh, Me'vuguna Beis Ish, V'laymi Beis Hegdesh. We learn from a different Pasuk. V'vuguna Beis Ish, V'laymi Beis Hegdesh. So why do you learn from Re'eyu? So Tosfos says, no, also Namid Le'me Ish Kedorish, the other is Namid Shalosh and Ish. When it says V'vuguna Beis Ish, it really means Re'eyu, it means Hegdesh. It's the same limud. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, Tosfos says one and the same. The Rambam clearly differentiates and makes it two limudim. Tosfos says it all one. Look in the last line of Tosfos. Elach birusha hasam. Elach hasam elach birusha. Mi beis ish, the shayach bei re'eyu, ki dechsiv elam beis hekdesh. Tosfos puts it all together in one. Re'eyu ish is the same thing. The Rambam, let's read the Rambam together. Hagoynei vesa'akum, oishagonav nichsei hekdesh. You steal hekdesh. You don't pay kefil. Shenema, you don't pay keren. Shenema, like it says, Yishalem shnayim l're'eyu, l're'eyu v'loy l'hegdish, v'l're'eyu v'loy l'akum. So the Rambam starts with saying, if you steal kachim, you potter from kefil, but you pay keren, Yishalem shnayim l're'eyu v'loy l'hegdish. Continues the Rambam. V'chein ha'goynev kachim mi'beis ba'aleyen, bein kachim kachim, Bein kachim kalim, bein kachim sheina baalim chayav machiyuson, bein kachim sheina baalim chayav machiyuson. Harei ze potu min hakefil umitzashlu mi'abo v'chamish shneema v'guna v'beis ish v'loy mi'beis hekdesh. So Rambam clearly learns it. Two questions. Clearly learns from two pesukim. One is Re'eyu, the other one hekdesh. More than that, Yashaber Soloveitchik points out that here the Rambam says, you pay Eidem Mishalim Elo HaKeren Bilvad. When it says Mibay Re'eyu, it says, you pay Keren. Here the Rambam says, you are potter from Kefil, Dalad Ve'ei, V'gunim Ve'es Ish. And he brings right from another Rambam, the Tukas Lakakois, that when it means potter and a Kefil, it means potter completely. So he says, what svar is that? They're both hekdesh. Tekdesh says all the same limud. The Rambam says, one is Re'eyu, one is Mibay Se'ish, V'lein Ve'es Hekdesh. One he says you chayev keren, one says you potter everything. What's going on over here? Right? That's the Rambam is mrapta nigra. From one thing in Tosfos, the Rambam made two limudim, two drushes, and the two different things, what they're talking about. You'll note, says Rav Soloveitchik, and this I think Chaim says himself, by the way, Chaim says this already. If you look in the Rambam carefully, the Rambam is talking about two types of kachim. The first kachim the Rambam is talking about is kachay bedek habayis. Nichse hekdesh. What's nichse hekdesh? Anything of locus hekdesh. Kotche bedek habayis. There we have the ptur l're'eyu v'loy l'hekdesh. In other words, l're'eyu v'loy l'hekdesh is talking about kotche bedek habayis. But then the Rambam says, v'chein ha'goynif kotche mi'beis ba'aleyem. You steal the carbon, not from hekdesh, from the owner's home. Bein kotche kotchim.
And he's still the owner.
Chatos, shlomim, ein abayim chayim yichusim. What is that talking about? Kedusha saguf. There the Rambam says, you also potter from Karen, and there the Rambam learns, we're going to basically learn the base hegdish. What's the Rambam telling us? Why the two different sukkim? Says Reb Chaim like this. Says Reb Chaim, listen to his lomdus. Says Reb Chaim, that what's the ptur in hegdish? When I steal from hegdish, is the ptur that I don't pay hekdesh, which means, even though I stole from hekdesh, I don't pay kefil to hekdesh. There's a ptur, you don't have to pay hekdesh. Or, when I steal from hekdesh, it's not considered a maise gneve that's mechayev me to pay kefil. Is it, it's a ptur in the tashlumin, says Reb Chaim, or is it a ptur in the maise gneve? Says Reb Chaim, that's what the two psukim are about. Yishalem shnayim l're'eyu is telling me it's a ptur in the tashlumin. When I'm paying, you only pay your friend, but you don't pay hektesh. Double. It's a pturin tashlumin. Double kefel, you pay your friend. You don't pay hektesh. When it says v'gunav mibeis ha'ish, v'loy mibeis hektesh, that's talking about that when I steal from base hektesh, that's not a maisa geneva. But that's base hektesh, that's not a maisa geneva. Says Reb Chaim, what does that mean? Why is that? The Rambam says that. Rambam says, when it comes to paying keren, benat kefel, yisham shnayim l're'eyu, re'eyu v'lel hektesh, that's what re'eyu means, a ptur and tashlumin. You pay your friends, you don't pay hektesh. That's a ptur and tashlumin. V'guna v'beis ish, look how we learn, v'guna v'beis ish, v'loy mi'beis haganov, v'loy mi'beis hektesh, that means that when I steal from beis haganov, that's not a maisa geneva. It's not a ptur and tashlumin. Not you don't pay the ganov. V'guna v'beis ish, v'loy mi'beis ganov, that's not a maisa geneva. V'loy mi'beis hektesh, not a maisa geneva. What's the difference between the two? Says Reb Chaim, the way I explain, different the kedusha guf and kedusha beder kabayis, makes a lot of sense. Why? Because kedusha beder kabayis, I'm stealing from somebody. I'm stealing from Hekdesh. There's no problem over there under my signaver. What's the problem over there? Kacha bedek abayis. Tashlumin. You don't pay. Posik. Re'eyu v'loy le'hekdesh. That's the first Rambam. When you steal kacha bedek abayis, so there's no chisern in the my signaver, but there's in the tashlumin. You don't, why? Because it belongs to Hekdesh. It belongs to Bidek. It's not Re'eyu. So you don't give them the kefel. Masha Hinkein. When you're stealing kachshei mizbeach, which is kedusha zaguf, it's like in a limbo state. It's in the owner's home, but it doesn't really belong to the owner. Who does it belong to? It's like the kedusha makes it that it's somewhat limited from his rishus, but it isn't his rishus. So the Rambam says, you took it from beis habaylim, but you took the hektish, and hektish by definition means it somewhat left his rishus because of its kedusha. That's lacking in v'guna. It's not a ma'isik neiva v'chlal. You can't steal such a thing. That's not taking from anybody. It's anyway, it's in a limbo state, and therefore, it's not a ma'isik neiva. Therefore, says of Soloveitchik, the other Rama says, you even putter from Karen. It's not a ma'isik neiva v'chlal. That's what Rama says, very clearly, meduktuk. So therefore, Chaim says, with my understanding, the difference between kachar bedek bayis and kachar kedusha haguf, I understand exactly what this Rambam is saying in Gneva, Perik Beis, Halacha Aleph. The first Rambam is saying, Kotcha Bedek Abayis. You're taking Kotcha Bedek Abayis, so there's no problem. You took it from them. That's Begunav. What's the problem? You don't pay Kefal. Why? Yisham L'Reyehu. You don't pay Hekdesh. But it was completely transferred to Hekdesh as a Shush. You took it from them. It's a real Gneva. It's a Maisa Gneva it is. You don't pay payment, you don't pay, because Yisham L'Reyehu V'Leil Hekdesh. Mashenki, in the second case, Kedusha of Mizbeach, where in a sense it never really left the Bailim's Rishus. It still belongs to the Bailim. They made a Kedusha, and because they made a Kadosh, it becomes Mamon and Gavoya. It left their Rishus on a metaphysical level because they don't really have Bailis in something which is Kadosh. There is a bigger problem, says the Chaim, says the Rambam. It's not a Maisik Neva, and therefore you're completely potter, and that's the second Rambam on Kedusha Mizbeach. Afro, a fellow, beautiful. Reb Chaim says it, if you want to see it, we have time to see it, or not really. Okay, I said it very good. I don't think you have to see it inside. Number 14. If you want to look and read it over, Dov, you want to read it over? Should we read it over? Let's read it over together. It's up to you. We have the Chavusi, might as well read it over. Vinei, tzorchi in bohada tere miyata gunav hegdish mekefel, you have a miyata b'maisa gneva, v'ayna m'pnei nagneva boi shatia b'tnayi gneva, uva gunav hegdish chotze pota gneva, inzim maisa gneva klal, odil maisa gneva hava, rak tab tub tashlumi. Vinei, the second paragraph, the bezeh choluk ha miyut de re'eu ma miyata v'guna beis ha'ish. Na miyut de re'eu d'chsiv gavi kotcha b'dek abayis, hu ptur b'tashlumi. Ava maisa gneva hava, rak da terek pido, tashlumi yu lehegdish v'leh hegdish. But kotcha b'dek abayis, there's no tashlumin, but a maisa gneva it is. Aval aptur shav gunav hu ptur b'maisa gneva. V'hainu de maisa gneva haverak im isho bailim misuyomim b'shus eisem bailim. It belongs to him and it's in his shus. Ukmai amid v'guna beis ish l'am beis aganav. Lav mir b'maisa gneva. Kamai ken amid beis hegdesh hu mir dim ein achevish b'shus bailim rak b'shus hegdesh ein a maisa gneva. ולכן, בקוד שבלק הבא, יש לך פטור שבגונף, שום דרך אבית נכלל שוס הקדש, חולך דיבי, זה כל רחמן איסה, נמצא בגונם בייס הביילים, כן לך זה פטור שבגונף. And therefore, by Kachem Berek Vais, on the Tzichim Lamir Shareyu, on Moye Masham Kefosh, Kefosh Ach Lehegdash, Velechei Potim Areyu. But Kachem is Beach, you love me to go to Havim and Sham Labailim. Because you took it from the Bailim's home. Because you took it from the Bailim's home. But time of the Shigzele is a Chedid Amenu. And Cholok Kudush to Shemaim. Mele Lekam to the Reyu, Tzichim Lamir Shareyu, Tzichim Lamir Shareyu, Bishus Bailim, who Kudush Shemaim, Oz Lekam Zeb Guna Beis Ish, Vechotsa B'Maisa Gneva, Mir B'Maisa Gneva. Exactly as we said it. If Yosher Be'er brings down number 15, will it be a little bit better, brings out the last thing. Ulefize nimtze, sheshitas ramami, shagoynev mi bedek abayis, mishalim keren lehekdash. Like we said. Right? It says, mishalim keren. V'il agoynev kobun mi beis bailov, potem mishalim keren lebailim. Why are you potem completely? V'hevdol ton hezbo. V'nirish, shabikot shabedek abayis, have a bailim gemurim medine mominis. V'gzeres akos mafkiyas achefse shal hekdash, michiyuf keifo, b'doyim legoynem alakum, b'doyim tashlume keifo. Bedek abayis akum bailim gemurim meim. V'gerin meim bailim gemurim chayv lishalim. Ilu kotem mizbeach, אף על פי שהגד נשע ביילם, בכל זאת אין הביילם גמורים, שאין יוכל להכנס לכל מלאכים, לשם השמו, he can't do anything with it, it's קודש, so he can't do anything with it, so it's limiting his ביילס, והואל והביילס שלו בקובן הוא ביילס מוגבלת, it's a limited form of ביילס by קדוש המזבח, he didn't give it away, but he lost it somewhat, because it became קודש, לאי מי אתה כזה יעשה כל זה בגלל ואיזשהו נביא סגדס, עשה כל מיקי ובד, אלא אב מתשלומי קרן, כי הכל מהנה בשוס ואיזשהו ביילם, כשאחר בעצם שבירשו סוי. Very good. So now I want to say, so basically what we have, very beautiful, B'chaim explains everything very clearly, Kedusha Mizeach and Kedusha Guf. So I want to say like this. So basically we see over here very clearly that, one second, oh, over here. So we really have two halachas over here. Number one, Kedusha Bedek Abayis, which is a regular mechira and a regular handing over of Rishus. And the second thing is Kedusha Mizbeach. That is no havaras rishus at all. He just makes it kaddish, and it limits my, because it's sublime, it's metaphysical, it's a kedusha type of thing, so therefore it limits my type of ownership, and therefore it's out of my rishus, but it's not really a giving over to hektish rishus. That's the concept of kedushas mizbeach. Now, obviously, the Taisus Rid argues on Taisus, right? Taisus says the difference. Kedusha mizbeach, kedusha bedek abayis. Tesha Rid argues in Tesis. And Tesha Rid says no, that even by Kotche Bede Kabayis, even by Kotche Bede Kabayis, it's not a transfer of ownership to Hegdash. Correct? So, by the fact that they're learning the Havaris Rishus is different, so by definition, the Pidyon is going to do two different things. Which means, according to Tosfos, right? According to Tosfos, so when I make something, so Kedusha Mizbeach, we discussed. But according to Tosfos, when I make something Kedusha is Bedek Abayis, so then I'm giving it over to Hekdash. When I'm Poyder, what am I doing, according to Tosfos? When I'm Poyder, what am I doing?
Buying it back.
It's a Maisik Kinyan, a new Maisik Kinyan. Masha Enkin, according to the Tosfos Rid, so when I'm doing Pidyon, I'm not doing a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe the other guy is doing a Maisa Kinyan. All I'm doing is another stranger comes, he does a Maisa Kinyan. I'm doing a bitul on the chilul. In other words, I'm being mechalel the hekdash. I'm being mevatel the hekdash pidyon. Pidyon is not a new Maisa Kinyan. Pidyon is just being mevatel the original chilul. Because I never gave it over, Taisus Rid says. Even Kedusha Bedek Abayis is not. So he says, from the fact that I have to add a chaymish, I think that's a pshat. The fact that I had a chaymish and other fellow does not have to add a chaymish, it's because by me, I never gave it over. It's mine, it was always mine. The fact that I had a chaymish tells me I want to be mevatel, my original pidyon, my original hekdish. For that, you got to pay a chaymish. The other guy, okay, it was his, now I'm buying it. From him. How am I buying it? I'm buying it by giving the money for it. In other words, if you coming and you want to take something from Hekdash, so you're taking it out of my rishus. Right? Because I'm the one who gave it originally. So you got to pay for it at the end of the story. So it's a Maisa Kinyan. Mashain came from the fact that I have to add extra. It's not the same act as somebody else. The fact that I'm adding extra means that I'm not just buying it back. Because I'm buying it back, then I'm like you, the same thing. The fact that I'm adding extra means that I'm not doing it buying back. But I'm rather mevatel the original. It's like a knas. because I'm a vatal, the original Maisa Hekdash. But it never left my Rishus. And therefore the Taisa Rid brings a Raya, or the Raya, the Taisa Rid, is from the Yushami. The Yushami says, oh, I'll prove to you that it's not a Havarash Rishus, not like Taisus. Why? Because the fact that you're Poydet, and then the Poydet doesn't have to, is not considered Chayv and Maisris, that means it's never a Maisa Kinyan. All it is a Bittul on the original Maisa Hekdash. So that's why they're busy with Pidyon, because if you, in other words, the machlekes tesis and the tesis rid, whether you have this chiddush of Abchaim or not, whether kachay bedek abayis is a sale to hegdish or not a sale to hegdish, kilele tesis rid learns it's not a sale to hegdish. It's proven from the fact that I have to add a chaimish, which shows that I'm not just buying it like everybody else. I'm buying it back. Rather, I'm mevatel my original maisa hegdish, and therefore it's never havaros hashus. And therefore, tesis rid says there's no Dalton Hay on that either. I, there's a machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braiser. We're passing like the Mishnah, the first one, and there's no Chiv Dalton Hay.
If Reuven gives it to Hekdush, and we say there's no real kingdom, then how is Hekdush allowed to sell it to Shimon?
How is Hekdush allowed to sell it to Shimon?
Yeah.
Because so in effect, Shimon is really buying it from Reuven.
But I never said okay.
Well, I guess you gave it over. I don't know, that's what Hekdush is. You give it over that I'm like, you know, again, It clearly does belong to Hekdush, correct? And Hekdush can sell it, right? Okay, but for some reason there's no Havar to Shus. So why, how does that work? Okay, tell me, the whole thing doesn't, I mean,
that's the only
piece over here that, now.
If I never
Makdish, but I'm still,
they sell it to Shimon?
I know, you want to call that, there's such a thing called a trust or something, you know what I mean?
Then you need my permission.
Maybe that's part of the original thing. The value, I'll take that instead. That's what Kedusha Dhamma really is. It's the value. I know that's the details, to work out the details. I'm just telling you the concepts, how this works. All this is a very nice shot, and it makes clear understanding Kedusha Dhamma, Kedusha Guf, really solid understanding in the way these things operate. There's one problem over here, is the Rambam. Because the Rambam, we said this whole lumdus in the Rambam, the Rambam himself happens to hold not like Tosfos. Look at the Rambam. Nobody gets to discuss it even. The Rambam in Halacha Vav, Perek Vav, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. So the Rambam says, look in page number 3. The Rambam says, Hagayna Mishalavi V'Tavach Amach Havachach Meisav Mishal Tzur Mavach Misha V'Meisav etc. Right by the Rivet, halfway through Halacha Vav, Gonav V'Tavach Oymacha V'Achakach Higdish. Right? Right? You steal it, and then you shecht it, and then you makdish it, you pay dal vei. Ve'im higdish, v'achak achtovach umochal, apa bishay disho yikachim kalim, misham tashlum mekepol, ve'im misham tashlum ababach hamisho. Which means, he's not going to the kachim kalim part. That's a separate gemara. But he's saying that if you steal it, and you makdish it, and then you shecht it, you don't pay dal vei. Why not? Why not? Because Hegdish is not considered transfer of Rishus. Gonav Hegdish, you don't pay Dalvei. Says the Ravid, Om Avram, Kitzah Bekam, Sheim Hegdisha Hegdish Beda Kabayis, Misham Dalvei, Mali Mishabdei Leshemayim, Mali Mishabdei Ledyot. Says the Ravid, Raman, wait a second. You shouldn't just say a blanket statement that if you're Makdish it, then you don't pay Dalvei. It depends. If you do Kutcher Beda Kabayis, you do pay Dalvei. But the Ram does not say that. So there's a very nice lumdus that we said, and we said it in the Rambam. Chaim says in the Rambam, but the Rambam himself says that regarding Dalet Vei, Kutcha Bedek Abayis is not considered Avaros Hashus. How does that work? So after we give the whole lumdus, and all the Rambams worked out, that the Rambam says with Me'ila, and with all these other halachas, and with the Re'eyu, and Guna Beis Rish, all the beautiful, the Kutcha Bedek Abayis is different, and that's Avaros Hashus. So why, when it comes to Dalet Vei, do we say that if I make it kachet bedek abayis, says the Rambam, not like Tosfos, doesn't make a difference. You don't pay dalvei. What's the pshat? So Evan Ozo, this is Amon, wants to say that maybe when it comes, even though the Rambam will agree, the lumdus is correct, like Reb Chaim says, and kachet bedek abayis is havaras rishus, correct? But it might not be enough for dalvei. Why? Because dalvei has to be a complete giving over to a completely different rishus. And giving it over to Hekdish, even if it was like Reb Chaim is right, it's transferring over Bedek Abayis, it's a Havaris Hashus, it's a new, it belongs to Hekdesh 100%. But who is Hekdesh? Says Mrs. Amman. Hekdesh is really Klal Yisrael, because the Beis HaMikdash is representative of Klal Yisrael. So even if I'm giving it over to Hekdesh, but in effect, it does not constitute a full Mechira, because Beis HaMikdash is also Klal Yisrael, it's also me. So therefore, even though it's considered its own entity, and it's a Havaris Hashus, and it's given a Kachem Mizbeach, and that's all correct, and Mi'ilah is going to be a Maisa Jela, but to be Chayiv Dal Vehei, you're going to be Potter. Even by Bedek Abayis. Why? Because giving it to Hekdesh is like giving it to yourself to some degree. Why? Because Hekdesh is still part of you as well. And therefore, he says, you're going to be Potter Dal Vehei no matter what.
The other interesting thing is, here, the Rambam specifically says, Kachim Kalim. Up above, he said, Bain Kachim Kalim, Bain Kachim Kachim.
Correct, correct.
Here he says only the Kachim.
Correct, correct. So that's a different reason. That's our Gemara, which we didn't go through yet. But that has to do with the continuance of our Gemara, that Gemara wants to be Kachim. But they do ask a question. I think of Chaim himself as a question, that here he passes Kachim Kalim, but like that, it's a separate issue. I'm not going into that now. But I'm saying the Rambam itself, you know, all this lumbus is correct, the difference between Kachim Bedek Abayis, Kachim Mizbeach. But why does Rambam say that Kachim Bedek Abayis is not good enough? A Havaris Hashus for Dalvei. So this is Amnon wants to say, he has like a bunch of reasons. One of the reasons he wants to say, because maybe for Dalvei, you need to give it over to a stranger. And since the Bedek Abayis is not a complete stranger, because the Beis HaMikdash is for whole of Klal Yisrael, that's the last thing on the sheet, so for the Dalvei, it's not good enough. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Bedek Abayis is different than Kedushas Haguf. And one is Reyeu and one is Guna Beis Ha'ish. And that's giving over and that's not giving over. That's all correct. It might not be good enough for Dalvei. To be Chayiv Dalvei is only if it's somebody completely nothing to do with me. And since Beis HaMikdash belongs to everybody, it's not giving it completely away from me. And therefore you'd be Chayiv, you'd still be Potter Dalvei. And the Rambam will pass on like the Mishnah and not like the Brayse and the Fine Test. The Mishnah says Guna Beis Ha'ish, Vachas Avamacha, you're going to be Potter Dalvei.